This photo is of Ian MacKay in Minor Threat. And this is actually their last show. It was in October of 1983 or September. And it was with it was billed as a punk funk spectacular. And it was with Trouble Funk, a local go-go band, and a band that kind of bridged the gap between punk and funk, called the Big Boys from Austin, Texas. And they were like a precursor to like the Red Hot Chili Peppers or something. They had played hard and fast, but had these funky rhythms. And it was the perfect bill. It's a great show. I have a soft spot in my heart for this photo because, you know, Ian, you know, people call him the godfather of DC punk, and you know, he's been the guy in some of the best bands for so long. But you know, I don't want it to sound like a diss, but you know, when I look at this picture with his the way his face is and his arms outstretched, you know, I think of the crucifixion, and I like that. I like thinking of it makes me chuckle, but I like thinking of Ian in that context. I don't know. They were a very important band for me. They were one of the first bands I saw when I discovered the DC punk rock scene, and they're still totally relevant to this day. I mean, I listen to their songs. I've been hearing the songs as I've been working on the movie, and I just think they're still great, and not in a nostalgic way. It's, you know, like, oh, I remember what I was like when I was young or something. It's just, they're just good songs. And for being, you know, like teenagers as I was at the time, it's just amazing that they were able to write that way. They were such good musicians, and Ian could write lyrics that, you know, don't sound immature, that are still relevant and interesting and enjoyable to, you know, 50-year-old.